What about the cardiac data looking across these trials, also looking at the issue of concurrent or where it's going to be sort of closer to the anthracycline? Can you sort of provide an overall perspective of what was presented at ASCO, including the cardiac data that Dennis Slamon presented on TCH and the BCRG trial?
Well, what was presented was in the NSABP experience, again, there was about a 4% risk of cardiac toxicity. This would be symptomatic heart failure, heart attack, or cardiac death, versus less than 1% with chemo alone. And again, there was the suggestion that women who had borderline LVEF at baseline with an ejection fraction of 50 to 55% were at greater risk for symptomatic cardiac toxicity. That's an important landmark because in the HERA trial, there were really two differences between the cardiac screening in the HERA trial and the North American trials. The first is that in the HERA trial, women were eligible after they'd finished all their chemo. So if you had a major drop in your LVEF during your chemotherapy, you were ineligible for the HERA trial. And the second is that the threshold in the HERA trial was 55%. A little bit higher than in the North American trials. And if you actually look in the North American studies at the women whose ejection fractions were greater than 55%, the risk of cardiac toxicity looks to be about 1% to 2%, which is more or less what was seen in the HERA trial. So again, I don't know that we have compelling data that sequential therapy is safer than concurrent therapy with paclitaxel, and I don't think we know the window from which you need to be finished with your anthracyclines before you start the trastuzumab.